Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is incredible. My name's Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central podcast. It's a weekly podcast, and this week I'm talking about technology. I've talked about it before in previous podcasts, and I'm going to keep talking about it like all this other stuff I talk about. I'm going to repeat sometimes because you just can't help it, and plus it needs to be repeated because not everybody hears every one of my podcasts. I bought a Keurig coffee maker, our second one or third, and I really like Keurigs. But the problem that I had was it stopped working, and I'm fed up with technology not working. It doesn't work good at all. That's what it's about this week. Our technology is not keeping up with demand. I'd go into great detail about why, and it has to do with control freaks. Everybody wants to rule the world and be in control and have their version of the software working. When it clashes with other people who have that same idea, it just flat don't work. It makes it worse than before. Technology is wonderful. There's been so many things that we can do now that we weren't able to do before because the crunching of the numbers took so long. It just was not a good thing. But now, with technology, man, we can blow through a lot of stuff. But the problem is, when it breaks big. We're in a bad spot right now. I mean, a lot of things are going good, and that's awesome. But we're in a bad spot technologically because stuff doesn't work right. In the future, I know it's gonna. Compared to the past, it's awesome what we can do with technology, but it's just so frustrating when things don't work like they're supposed to. What they say, a little knowledge is dangerous. I know enough about creating software and writing code and that I know things can work a lot better than they do. There's just too much conflict between control freaks. Listen up. It's a good one. Hope you like it. Thank you. Okay, so as you all know from listening to me on my podcast, I'm very, very disillusioned with what's going on in the world today, in this country especially, because of all the stuff that's going on politically. It's so effed up completely and total. Eff up completely and totally completely effed up. And it's frustrating. Well, in addition to that, the thing that makes everybody in the world crazy is stuff doesn't work anymore. You can't get people to work. You can't get machines to work. You can't get the government to work. You can't get anything to work. And I'm over it. I'm just so over it. I tried today. I have a Keurig, which is so cool. I really like it. It makes coffee really quick, and it's good. It tastes good. And as far as I can tell, there's no real downside to it. I guess maybe filling up the landfills with those used K-cups. I've had the one that I've got right now for, I don't know, close to a year. And about 6 months ago, the descale light came on. Cool. It tells you when it's time to descale. Cool. I've done a little research and found out that every 250 brews, that thing comes on. Turns out that's about 6 months for me. Anyway, so last time I did it, worked perfect. I got the descale solution off Amazon. I got here. There's no instructions on the box, of course, and there's no instructions anywhere. You got to get online to find out how to descale it with this box of descaler stuff from Keurig that I got, which irritates the crap out of me from number one, that it doesn't tell you how to use it. You got to go online. What if your modem's broken and you can't go online? You just don't get to descale your Keurig? Whatever. Okay, so 6 months ago, approximately, when I did it before, I went through the process. Everything worked good. As soon as I was done, somehow I can tell. I think it's because you go through so many brew cycles quickly or something. It knows when you've descaled it. And it turns off the descale light automatically. Cool. Worked good. Everything was good. 6 months go by. Gets us to today. Actually, a couple of days ago, the descale light came on. I go, oh, cool, I'll descale it when I get a chance here. And today's Sunday. I just happen to have time to put a little effort and time into this thing to get it descaled. Yeah, I did it exactly, step by step, exactly using the same exact video I did last time because I saved the video because it was a good one. I mean, I could easily understand it and it worked good. Exact same process. Descale light won't go off. Well, I tried a couple things. Nothing worked. And so I decided, well, I'll go online and see if anybody else is having this problem. Apparently, it's a big problem. The descale light doesn't go off, even after you descale it, and there's no key press combination to get it to go off, at least that I could find. I've looked everywhere. The only thing, and I'm trying it now, that I saw that might work is you have to turn it off, unplug it from the wall, and leave it unplugged for at least 30 minutes. I'm trying that now. I hope that works. Otherwise, it's going in the trash, and I'll just brew coffee the good old-fashioned way. Anyway, it's very convenient for me to be able to get up, have a cup of coffee in just a few seconds and go. But you know me, I'm not playing that game. If they're going to do some fucking bullshit where they make you descale it and then it still doesn't work properly and you can't use it anymore until that descale light goes off. So I got the reason I'm going to throw it in the trash because the goddamn thing doesn't work. You can't make coffee when that light is on. And you can't get the fucking light to turn off, even if you descale it properly. And it's an issue. As I said, I looked online. A lot of people are having this problem. Just make a fucking key combination to turn it off. Override it. If you're going to be so fucking demanding and so control-oriented that you won't let people use your product unless they do it exactly right, and even then it doesn't work right, fuck it. I'm not going to use this shit. I'm so fucking pissed off right now. I can't even believe it. It's stupid. If I want to descale it, fine. If I don't want to, that should be fine also. If it breaks it by not descaling it, so what? I'll buy another one. But for this company to tell me I cannot use the goddamn thing unless I do it the way they say I should, and even if I do, it still doesn't work, F it. It's the last chance, Keurig. If unplugging it for 30 minutes doesn't work, in the trash it goes. And it's the same with so many things that are digital. I mean, it's supposed to be utopia. It's supposed to be everything is cool because digitally everything gets done for you. No, it F's you over. I mean, everybody's a control freak and they want complete control over everything. And these companies that are making these products that you can't use because they want so much control over it. It's just driving me crazy. And the coffee maker is not the only thing. It's a minor thing, really, compared to everything else. You can't do anything anymore. Your computer doesn't work properly because there's too many people wanting to do their control thing so that you can't use your computer properly anymore. I've been around for a long time. I was one of the first ones around to have a computer. And I had an Atari. It was one of the first computers you could buy. It was before the Mac. I ended up getting a Mac later, but which I really love. But I've been using computers since the beginning. I mean, since they were pretty much available in a retail setting. And it wasn't easy to get. You didn't go to the store and go get your computer. You had to know somebody. You had to know somebody. You had to get the right thing. You had to get it. And I got one because I was very, very interested. And I loved technology. And I loved the idea of computers. And I thought, okay, this is it. This is going to be the next thing for humans. It's going to be so cool. And it turned out it's true. The problem is, control freaks want to control every goddamn thing. Back in the day, when you had a computer, you could actually use it, and it would do whatever you wanted it to. I know there's computer geeks out there right now that are going, oh, is this still true? You do whatever you want. Now, used to be able to do it in a few steps. Now it takes 732 steps, and if you miss one step, even a little teeny bit, you're effed, and you got to start over. And so what happens is, I've noticed this, people go, oh, that's easy. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. And then they start doing something and it doesn't work right. So like 30 minutes later, they're still over there standing in a corner with their phone and they can't get it to do what they want it to. But it's so easy. It's so easy to do. But nobody can fucking do it. I'm just going crazy. And it's getting old. And I just can't believe that I'm the only person on the planet that's having these issues. I know there's others. I've talked to them. And I know it's not just a small minority. I know a lot of people, especially in my age group, that are over it because the younger people, it's like, it's okay.
If it takes you half a day to do one little stupid thing, that's all right. I'm not doing anything else anyway. You don't have to work. So, yeah, I guess for the generations under me that really don't have to go to work, have something to do, it's okay. Because you can't spend a whole day effing with the stupid-ass shit that doesn't work right. I like to publish rants, but not ones like this. But I don't know. Maybe I will. I want it out there. I want it out there that I'm having these issues, and I know I'm not the only one. It'll be interesting to see in the comments how many people have heard this going, yeah, we're having that same problem too. I mean, we're tired of taking 2 or 3 hours to do something that should take 1 second. So many of the younger generation think that's okay, and it's not okay. It's so possible to have technology that works properly and easily, because I've been there and I've written the code that does it. I know it can be done. I know it, and it takes effort to create a program that works without breaking and without having a problem. And that was one of the things when I was writing programs that I'm ensured that it worked user-friendly. You know, that was a phrase back in the day, because when programming was young, it was hard to make it user-friendly. But some people like me did it. They took the time to create the program that truly was user-friendly, and you couldn't break it. And I put a lot of effort into it. And I know that can still be done, but it's just so everything's so convoluted that everybody thinks they got the best idea on the whole planet, and they do something with the software and somebody else does something else, and somebody goes, oh, I know how to make that better, and they do their thing, and it just gets more and more and more and more and more complicated. And so we're at the point now, we're there, where if you want to use a device or some kind of software or something, too bad. It works really cool 1 or 2 times, and then it breaks, and you can't do nothing to fix it. Because it's too effing complicated, and it's built-in bullshit like this fucking Keurig coffee maker. I can't brew coffee with it until that descale light goes out, and you can't turn it off. There's no keystroke combination to get the thing off. So, yeah, it's probably going to make its way to the trash can, because if unplugging it for 30 minutes doesn't do the job, bye. Like I said, I'll start brewing coffee my own way, and I'm going on a crusade. If I get in a situation where something like this similar happens, my computer, my toothbrush, whatever, if it doesn't work easy and I get to a point where I can't use it because some kind of bullshit is on there where if you don't do it just exactly like the way that they want you to, you can't use it anymore, I'm just not going to use it. I've been threatening this for a long time. I quit doing programming. I quit doing websites because it got too stupid. I loved doing it. And I loved the camaraderie I had with my clients who, when I did their websites for them, we had to spend a lot of time together and got to know some stuff about each other. And it was awesome. And I made their websites so that they worked properly. And they were stupid-proof. And you can't do that anymore. I'm sure there are people out there that can, because there's still websites out there. Although I'm concerned. I'm concerned that stuff is breaking. Our electricity isn't on all the time anymore. Used to be, you know, in a rainstorm or something, the electricity might go out. Ours goes out all the time now. We'd lived in a neighborhood before this one. They had the telephone wires up in the air on the telephone poles. And the electricity would go out fairly regularly. It was an older community, and the wires were old and all that stuff. And we moved here, and it was underground utilities. And it was awesome because the electricity never went out. It never blinked, never did anything. The only time it ever went out was on a very rare occasion in a thunderstorm when everybody else lost power, we might. But it was pretty good. But now it goes out fairly regularly, and everything's breaking. Everything on the internet's breaking. Everything, all machines are not working properly, and it's because of this thing that I was talking about where everybody is a control freak. They want it their way or no way, and it's creating a problem, a huge problem for everything. But I want this out there. I want people to know that they're not alone when they're getting frustrated because their stuff doesn't work. And the problem is, it's getting worse. And to me, ultimately, the solution is going to be get rid of all this shit. Just throw it all in the trash. And go back to the good old days. You know, you're out there chopping wood to make a fire instead of having a furnace in your house. I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. We're lazy, especially Americans, but everybody really on the planet, we're lazy. We're so used to everything working good that nobody is interested in making the effort to make stuff to continue to work good. So they just let it blow off. And you go out and you buy something, you buy a new car, and it's a piece of crap. You spend, what is it now, 20 times? I bought a new car in 1976. It was $6,000. If you could even get that car today, it would be probably $60,000 or more. It was a little hot rod. So, yeah, you're spending 10 times more, and it doesn't work as good. It's got some cool stuff on it. Yeah, the stereo's cool. You can use your phone while you're driving down the road, hands-free. All that stuff is cool, but it doesn't work. First of all, it's kind of hard to set up. And here's another little story. My wife's last new car that she had, it was a Honda. And we're sitting there talking to the salesman. And he goes, oh, yeah, just hook up your phone. I said, well, I'm not sure how to do that. And he's like, oh, God, the old fucker. You don't know how to do anything, do you? You're probably a worthless piece of shit. And I didn't tell him I was a programmer and a web designer. But he was going, oh, yeah, I can do it. And once again, we're in that scenario where a younger guy says, oh, I can do it. Yeah, no problem. He spent about 30 minutes on it. And before he started, he goes, oh, it's so easy. It just takes a minute. 30 minutes later, he's still fucking with it. He can't get it to work. We finally just drive off without it working. And we're trying to get my wife's phone hooked to it. We're going down the road, and pretty soon my phone rings, and it comes in over the car system. My phone. Even though he wasn't even trying to hook it up, my phone got hooked up to the car. Really upset my wife. And we couldn't get it undone. We couldn't get her phone hooked up. Finally, somebody did it for her. I don't know. But she got her done. But, I mean, everything is like that now. Everything you do works cool sometimes, really cool. It works great, and it's so cool. And technology is, yeah, everything is great. But then when it breaks, which it's gonna, you can't get it fixed. And even if you do, it's probably going to break again, and somebody else is going to have to fix it. And you spent months, years making a thing work that should take minutes. That's just going to be a serious situation we're going to have to get over. Who knows? Maybe artificial intelligence is going to eliminate that stuff. But what they say about artificial intelligence is probably going to kill us. And they artificial intelligent beings aren't going to be concerned whether it works good for us or not. As humans, they're just going to make it work good for them. And if humans can't do it, too bad. So, once again, I am very optimistic on the future. I know technology is going to everything, and it's going to be cool. And when we get over this hump we're on right now, where nothing works, stuff is going to work, and it's going to work flawlessly for the most part. I mean, I think of sci-fi movies and stuff like that, and inevitably. Of course, people don't know what's going to be going on in the future. You can't tell the future, but almost every single sci-fi movie, star of the show is doing something and he's trying to do something technologically and it don't work. This stuff just doesn't work. And it's, I don't know. I do believe, truly I do believe that in the future, I don't know how far in the future, technology is going to be so cool that we'll actually do what it's supposed to do. And make humans' lives more, quote, user-friendly, creature comforts. We're going to be able to do anything we want to. And I talk about that in my Perfect Future podcast several months ago or a year ago or whatever. It is going to be good. But in the meantime, the now time, it stinks.